I'ma do my own thing. Yeah. I'm finna buy a ringtone and let the phone ring. I decided that I gotta do my own thing.
What's up, y'all? Thank y'all so much for joining me on my fourth podcast. Yes, man, my fourth podcast. I'm getting on up there. Before you know, I'm gonna be in the double digits. Oh, yes. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Thank y'all for tuning in. Once again, subscribe, share, like, all of the above. Put this thing out there. Get this voice heard because I got something to say. Got a lot to say about stuff and stuff and stuff. Anywho, thank y'all so much for joining me once again. I do greatly appreciate it. I can't wait till I start having guests and stuff on. That's going to be exciting, right? I'm trying to think about who I want my first guest to be. Ugh, so many people to call up on. But anywho, I just want to, before I go into today's episode, I want to go into a recap of last week's episode. I said two words on last week's episodes that I think and I believe. Last episode was like a really like serious, like deep type of episode. I mean, not deep, but it was like more seriously than the episode before that one. So, you know, thank y'all for joining me on my roller coaster ups and downs. We getting through this thing. But anyway, from last week's episode, two words that I want y'all to remember and carry with y'all for the rest of life, but we making it our focus, our concentration this year. The two words that I want y'all to remember that I'm going to bring back up is resist distractions and persist to find a way. Resist and persist. Resist the distractions, persist to find a way. I promise if you apply that, nothing's going to be able to stop you. You're going to just, this is going to be the best year ever. No matter what happens, no matter what foolishness comes up, because life happens, situations happen, things happen. But if you resist distractions and persist to find a way, if one way that you thought that it was going to happen does not happen, you find another way to get there. If you live in Baton Rouge, there's multiple ways to get to the Mall, Louisiana. If you live in New Orleans, there's multiple ways to get anywhere in New Orleans because it ain't nothing but a big circle. If you live in Houston, there's multiple ways to get to the Galleria. Like, there's always multiple ways to get to one destination. So just because it don't work out the way that you thought it would, don't stop. Keep going. Persist, and find a way to get to that goal, that destination, that point in life. Speaking of goals, tonight's episode is about relationship goals. I want to jump into this thing right here because relationship goals, like millennials, us, peeps, fam, have we really become that shallow? Like, bitch. Like, have we really become that shallow to where we look at pictures and posts that people put on social media and we like, ooh, that's relationships goals right there. Like, are you serious? First of all, to base your relationship on somebody else's relationship is a sure ticket for their relationship to go straight to hell. It's a ticket to go straight there with gasoline draws on, bitch. Because if you basing your relationship off somebody else, that's nothing but destruction. You bringing destruction on. You doomed before y'all even goddamn start. So, don't base your relationship on somebody else's relationship. Like, for real, because there's always more than what meets the eye. There's always more than what meets the eye. People say you have the truth. You have that person's truth, that person's truth, and then the actual goddamn truth. Like, there's always more to something than what meets the eye. So to base your relationship off of what you see with somebody else is destruction. I'm telling you, it's going to bring you to destruction. You're going to be doomed before you start. Don't do that. Don't base your relationship on somebody else's relationship. I posted a status earlier this week. Actually, I think that was yesterday. And I asked the question, has anybody ever saw something, was like, thought that it was relationship goals, but then realized that it wasn't, that it wasn't so? And everybody said yes, that responded. Everybody said yes. People DM me with their stories and stuff, and about how, you know, certain situations, and I ain't putting people's business out there because I'm not in their business, but of how situations where they thought that somebody's relationship goes, and then when they really found out the truth and stuff really started hitting the goddamn fan, they was like, whoa, whoa, this is definitely not it, bitch. And then I had one friend, she said that she knows people that are, she knew a relationship or that they posted stuff to get the likes and stuff, but their relationship was in shambles, and they knew their relationship was in shambles, but they posted stuff to get the likes and recognition of the people. Are we that shallow? This is what you're basing your relationship goals off of people that are posting things for the goddamn likes. Like, that's crazy. Like, really think about that. Like, I want us to think about that. Like, we become that shallow. The old folks always used to say, baby, everything that glitters ain't gold, honey. You got to get down to the substance of that thing, to the chemical balance of that thing, to figure out if it's really gold. Because you walk around here thinking it's gold, and the first time you put it in water, it starts changing colors on you. It's foreign object. It's going to turn your damn arm green, and you're going to have to chop it off. Stop basing your relationship on what you see on other people, bruh. Like, I can't stress that enough. That's crazy that we do that. Because you want me, you know, I'm going to tell you this. This is the God honest truth. And I'm learning this. I've learned this and I'm still learning it because I'm still, you know, I'm in a relationship. So we're still growing. Just because I went through my certification to be a life coach, relationship coach, etc. Just because I'm still human. I still, when I get mad, I don't think about none of this shit. I don't think about this shit when I get mad. That's why, for us, that's why I create, like, safe words or something that, you know, right now I can't talk to you the way I need to talk to you right now. I'm not going to be logical. I'm going to be talking from straight, pure emotion, bitch. So, and that's lethal. That's lethal. Oh, I got a slick mouth. So talking from straight emotion, that's just not good for me. I know that's not good for me. So I'm like, just don't talk to me right now. Don't talk to me. We're going to talk about this later. We're going to bounce back around to this when I can think about it from both persons' perspective, and I can come at you with an understanding and not speaking from anger or sadness, whatever. So you got this. So that's I don't even know how I got it now. I forgot how I got it there. But when it comes to relationships, let me tell y'all this. True power in a relationship, or true power to make somebody would want to say, oh, relate, this should be relationship goals. Well, hold on first. Before I get to that, first pause real quick. Let's go back to this, because I just had this thought. How do we make relationship goals, or saying something that is relationship goals, and we ain't in no relationship? We ain't got no damn body, and we already making relationship goals. You already selfish. You already selfish. You already selfish. That's how you know you're not ready for a relationship. If you ain't even in a relationship and you talking about relationship, oh, that's relationship goals right there. You need to make goals with the person you in the relationship with. That's where you make the goals at. Y'all two talking, coming up with a plan. Where do we want to be in 5 years? Where do we want to be in 10 years? How do I want to be treated emotionally? How do you show me love? What's my love language? That you have to be in a relationship with somebody to create the goals for the relationship. You can't be by yourself single and talking about, oh, that's relationship goals. You already selfish because you done already. And you know what? You're limiting yourself too. Oh, I'm about to go on a rant. You're limiting yourself too, because if before you're in a relationship, you're talking about, oh, that's relationship goals. Now you got doggone tunnel vision to where you only looking straight ahead and your Mr. or Miss Wright is going right beside you, just going right beside you because all you think this is how it's supposed to be based on somebody posting something only to get likes. Oh my goodness. I know I'm telling the truth, y'all. I know I'm telling the truth. And but I'm very passionate about this. I want to see us win in our relationships, especially my brothers and sisters in our LGBTQ community. I want to see us win in relationships. We owe it to ourselves. We've been hiding in the closet and keeping stuff under wraps just to make everybody else comfortable around us. But we owe it to ourselves to win and be happy in relationships. So I get really passionate and start talking about this kind of stuff. But yes, stop making relationships. I was looking at something like, oh, that's relationship goals. And now you can't even get yourself, you don't engrave that into your mind. And so now when you get somebody that's good because it's not the way that you think it's supposed to look like, you lose somebody good. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Do not do that. Do not do that. Wait till you get in a relationship with someone and build your goals together. Build your goals together. True power in a relationship, a true power couple is two people moving in the same direction based on where they stand individually and as a couple. So when I say individually, everybody has their own individual life battles and stuff that they fight and go through and have to live. Everybody has their own. Everybody's an individual person. Even though you choose for relationships, you choose to live both of your individual lives together. So then you create individual goals and you create a goal for as a couple to move each other's lives along. And everybody's not always in the same place. Sometimes, you know, you reach down and you pull the next person up, and then there's going to be a time in that relationship where that person that you pulled up is going to have to reach down and pull you up too. So like I read this meme a few days ago, and I've seen it before, but it says that a relationship is not going to always be 50-50. Sometimes your spouse, your significant other is going to be going through a hard patch, and they're only going to be able to give 20, and you have to give that 80 until they get back on their feet, and then there's going to come a time where you're going to have a bad patch. And it's not as always financially. This could be emotionally or, you know, whatever the case may be. Like, don't think about it. Just take finances out. Don't even think about it financially. Emotionally, like, how are you going to support yourself emotionally and physically, helping them be a better person, stay healthy, etc. Like, sometimes you have to pick up some extra weight from those type of things. And, of course, finances is a big part of a relationship, but a lot of times when we say the 80-20, 50-50, we always go straight to finances. I want to take finances out of this. There's other aspects to a person than financially. So that's true power, though. Two people moving in the same direction together help trying to build their individuality and then their goals as a couple, as a relationship. So that's where power comes from. That should be your goal, to move along with life with somebody, accomplishing your own personal goals and also your relationship goals as well. And you know what? And that should be the basis of our relationships. And it's okay, you know, of course you see people happy, whatever. And a lot of us, we long for that happiness. But you have to understand, because it's not our business, it's not your business what goes on in someone else's relationship. You never know the pain that's behind that smile and what they had to go through to get there to where they are. It may be something that you can't handle. So you can't make that relationship the goal, because you don't know what's going on behind the smile, behind the cute pictures, behind the cute videos, behind the likes. You don't know what's going on, so you can't base your relationship, or say, oh, that's relationship goals, without or you should, I'm not going to say you can't, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't base relationship goals off of what you see, because like I said earlier, there's more than what meets the eye, and you don't know what kind of pain is behind that smile. You don't want to be, you don't want to have to smile in pain. Silent screams. That has to be a terrible feeling to have. I know that it is, because I've had silent screams before, not necessarily in a relationship, but in my life. So in your relationship though, when it comes to relationship goals, you don't want to have to put on a smile and have silent screams crying for help in the background or in the back of your mind. You want to really, truly, authentically be happy. And I'm not saying that everybody that posts is not happy together. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying is you don't know what it took for them to get there. You don't know. And then you don't know what pain is behind that smile. You don't know what trials they had to overcome, what compromises they had to make. It may be compromises that you're not willing to make. So that's why it's so important, so important, so important, so important to build your own relationship. Build your own happiness, because that's first. You want to be happy with self first. Then you can afford to be happy with somebody else. Build your own relationship. And then y'all can create an awesome, awesome life. If both of y'all happy, both of y'all have built your own happiness, y'all building your own relationship, then you've come to the process of building your own life. And you know that's how I end my stuff. I hope this episode touched somebody, bitch, because as y'all can see, I'm very passionate when I talk about this stuff. A lot of the stuff I'm telling y'all based on, like, stuff that I've learned, that I've saw from other people, that I've lived through. So, a little piece of me put up in here, and I hope y'all enjoy. Again, I say like, share, subscribe, follow me on Instagram. That's why I post my little videos and stuff like that also as well. At Drake Life Skills on Instagram and Twitter as well, at Drake Life Skills. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, and I hope that somebody gets something great from this, especially in my community. I really, like I said earlier, we deserve a win. We've been in closets and trying to make everybody else comfortable around us. We deserve a win. And I want to do all I can to help us win. So that's what I'm doing. But until next time, I'll say this for the last time. Build your own happiness. Build your own relationships. Build your own life. I love y'all. Peace. Promise that my BM gonna slide when she see him. I know she gonna see him, cause I'm defo finna show her. Take her to the corporate, then I take her to the store. She just like my